that's when you know it's done, when it spins a thread. When you hold it up and let it come out, and the end of it is a thread. It's just and that's done then. And you take it up and hold it in this hand and beat your egg, have your egg already beaten it into your egg. And it makes that rich, pretty icing, white icing. Of course, you can bake it, you can do most anything with it.
Did you ever hear something made with sugar cane?
With sugar cane,
so you crush a cane and then boil the juice.
What
do you call that?
And all these amusements. Did I read about the amusements? I don't believe we ever did get in there.
Well, I have that up on my list.
Well, I told you about the Sassafras, and I told you about, I didn't get any further. We got all off there. Well, I told you about the mustard plasters and all, and you got to ask me what to do. And next, the entertainments, did I ever get to them?
Never did.
But the big thing of the year were the commencements in school. Oh, they had a big deal. From the smallest to the oldest, had parts in those things, charades and marches and everything else. Big commencement, exercise, big doings I've got here. And then they had barbecues in the summertime, big barbecues in the country, and everybody went to the barbecues and ate barbecues. Then they had picnics, just on their picnics each time late in the afternoon. And the young people had picnics. They carry nice lunches and go out on the creek or lake and have picnics. And then they had chitlin suppers. The men are all crazy about chitlins. And when you cooked hogs, it was quite the thing for the man of the house to have a chitlin supper with his men friends. He'd want them invited and have chitlin supper. Then they had quilting bees. I never went to one. Had spelling bees.
Cool.
Yes. And they had camp meetings. I was about 3 or 4 miles from town.
Could you describe just
camp meeting with all these? Haven't you ever been to a camp meeting? They have a tabernacle. We call the tabernacle the big camp, the big house.
The big tent?
And yes, with seats and straws under there all over. Then they had tenting houses all around where families owned them and would go every year when they had camp meeting. That's straw on the bottom too, in the tent. And then little shack beds fixed up and all. It was great fun to go to camp meeting. And they had some good preaching now. Some of the finest preachers in your conference would be at the preaching.
Right there.
Yeah.
Do you have any choir?
Yes, they had all the churches would come and different members from the choirs of all the churches had good singing and had good meetings. Well, now we had the hay rides, and there's always somebody planning for young folks to go out to camp meeting on hay ride. Well, my mother was awful particular and didn't want me to go on hay rides, and I didn't often get to go. It had to be mighty, know who it was, who's going to drive those horses, and going to chaperone us, and all that sort of doings. But they did, young folks enjoyed these hay rides. Hay in a big wagon, you know, and 2 mules and horses to it.
Sure,
drive around. You ever been on one?
Well, the ones I went on had trucks.
Oh yeah, that horse. Since had all the them. I thought that way over. Then they had big dinners on the ground at the churches, even when it wasn't time for camp meeting. Heap of Sundays, it's a celebration of something, or the anniversary of something that we'll have. Bring dinner. We have dinner on the ground.
What kind of different celebrations? What would you call them?
Well, that would be. It would be. I don't know why they'd want to have dinner on the ground, but a heap of times they do. Maybe a preacher just wanted a good dinner and ask us let's have a dinner on the ground. When we went into a new church, a new Sunday school class,